Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。
Hey, Peter, I was wondering if next week I can get a little vacation time.
Well, Sam, I don't think so because, you know, I'm not the man who is running the show. You better talk to Michelle. She is running the show. She is the boss.
Okay, but you know, Michelle scares me, so I really don't want to ask her.
Yeah, I know. She's a very tough lady.
Very tough.
那么刚才的对话呢用到了昨天讲到的 idiom run the show 表示说一个人能够控制或一个人对某件事情说的算刚才的对话当中提到了说 Sam 想请假然后呢跟我请假我跟 Sam 说呢你最好不要问我因为呢我不负责这件事情你最好问问我们的老板 Michelle 他呢是对这个节目或这个项目呢是一个负责人那么用到了 run the show and what about today's idiom Sam
well today's idiom sounds reallyreally strange、
mm-hmm.
and I'll tell you why today's idiom is run your mouth off、
mm.
run your mouth off
does it mean the guy is running so fast that his mouth fell off
just falls right off、
mm.
you have to stop and pick it up
那么今天的 idiom 里面有几个单词听起来有些搞笑因为呢首先第一个动词 run 表示跑步后面呢 your mouth off 跑步的同时呢一不小心把自己的嘴呢跑掉了我们知道跑步呢可能会出现一些其他的情况你的腿啊或者是你的肩呢出现一定的问题但我们的嘴往往不会出现任何的问题 we must be okay when we are running 但为什么说在英语的 idiom 里面出现了跑步和嘴之间出现了一定的 relationship Well, let's put in the conversation, Sam, alright?
Okay, sure
Hey, Sam, stop running your mouth offI can't focus on driving.
Oh, Peter, I'm sorry. I didn't know me talking was a problem.
Because I've never been to the city before, and I'm a little scared.
Oh, so you're afraid you'll get lost or something?
Right. So I need to check my GPS all the time.
Ah, don't worry, Peter. I know this city like the back of my hand.
Really?
I can be your GPS. I can probably tell you some faster shortcuts、mm-hmm. than your GPS. So instead of just running my mouth off,How about I just become your GPS?
That sounds great.
Okay.
那么刚才的对话呢，我们模拟了一个开车的场景。我在开车的时候呢 ，Sam 不停地跟我说话，我呢有一些心烦，跟 Sam 说：“你能不能把你的嘴闭上？”那么用到了我们刚才讲到的 idiom "run your mouth off"， 但是呢，我前面加一个否定词，什么 "stop running your mouth off"， 就是说呢，闭住你的嘴。所以呢，我们说 "run your mouth off" 表示一个人不停地。喋喋不休的在说话对我来讲呢产生了一定的干扰因为我开车的时候呢不能够完全的集中精力同时呢我第一次呢来这个地方对这个地方非常的不熟我需要呢时时刻刻呢去关注我的 GPS 所以 Sam 不停的说话对我来讲的确是一个很大的干扰 Sam 听完之后说 Peter 不要担心因为呢我对这个地儿特别的熟悉我可以成为你的 GPSJust follow my instruction. 听我的指令，你不会有任何的问题。同时呢 ，Sam 还知道一些 shortcut， 一些抄近道。我听完之后呢，觉得非常的高兴，说：“哎 ，Sam 终于呢能够帮我一次忙。原来呢经常帮倒忙，这次呢的确呢帮了一个正忙。所以今天讲到了 idiom run your mouth off 和一个人跑步的时候嘴掉了没有任何的关系，它表示一个人在不停的喋喋不休的在说话。Run your mouth off.
Yeah.You know, there's other sayings where something is off, like, today I worked my butt off. You can say something like that. It means you worked really hard. So if you run your mouth off or you work your butt off, it doesn't mean these things just fall off.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there's a constant something, whether it's work or talking.
所以在英语 idiom 里面呢，有的时候跟我们身体的一个部位呢，它跟这个东西实际发生问题或者说掉下来没有任何的关系，表示一个人正忙于某件事。比如刚才 Sam 讲到了说 work your butt off，表示一个人工作太累了把自己的屁股都给忙掉了、right? 当然我们知道一个人无论怎么忙屁股是永远不会掉的、
hope not、
right? 那么一个人在跑步的时候一个人在说话的时候呢，无论他说了多快他的嘴也不可能说说话的时候呢，嘴一下突然掉了
Now run your mouth off can also be kind of negative like imply maybe a little disrespectful、
mm-hmm.
you don't care what you're talking about
Alright, so could you give us an example?
Yeah, so you know, teenagers or adults with attitude problems、
mm-hmm.
have this. Like, they just、don't respect other people, they just say whatever's on their mind, they just run their mouth off. And so people get quite offended、mm-hmm. by ones like these, because they justDon't show respect.
那么另外一个场景呢，我们可以用在家庭当中，比如孩子跟父母之间 在学校当中老师跟学生之间，特别是学生跟老师之间，孩子或者是学生对老师对家长呢，有的时候呢说话不是非常的尊重，有的时候呢他说话呢没有注重他的这个用词以及呢场合，会冒犯家长和老师，这种情况下呢也可以用 run your mouth off。 我们想一想，在生活当中跟父母有的时候一着急说一些非常过分的一些话，那么这种情况下呢就可以用 run your mouth off。 比如说我今天非常的后悔，因为呢我跟我的父母呢说了一些不应该说的话，那么就可以说 I regret what I said this morning to my parents because I ran my mouth off with them. So also you can say in the classroom and the students say something very negative or offensive to their teacher.
Yeah, actually I've experienced that. I've been in the classroom. Thankfully they didn't say it to me, but they said it to another teacher. The teacher was kind of
embarrassed,
peeping a little bit at them. And so instead of just sitting there quietly, the student kind of ran his mouth off. Hey, teacher, you not fair, blah, blah, blah. So it's kind of a shocking thing for everyone in the class.
我们想一想，有的时候在上课的时候呢，一个学生突然呢跟老师呢顶嘴，这种情况下呢，这个学生就用我们今天讲到的 idiom, run her or his mouth off. Well, that's for today's idiom. And
okay.
Now let's go to a book study.
All right, so I think we're talking about a new topic, not the Coca-Cola story anymore, right?
Yeah, Coca-Cola is gone because we know something kind of negative about Coca-Cola and the way to promote their products.
Yes, that's right.
And today is the topic, I think we've done before, but it's a new one. It's a new approach, a new perspective. It's a change of job.
Oh, okay.
And why people change a job?
Well, unhappy with their current work situation,
mm-hmm.
or maybe they're looking for higher pay, something.
Mm-hmm. Well, if a guy, you know, start like a cleaner or a gardener, yeah. and he work his way up like a politician, that's a normal way of change of job.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting better and better from our common sense.
He's kind of building up his work experience.
Mm-hmm. Like also, we can say he's climbing the social ladder.
Okay, sure.
But what about, you know, guys working in the office in the government, and now she wants to change her job as from the government officer to carpenter or cleaner or babysitter. So what do you think that kind of change? Is the change you can accept or say, well, definitely you wouldn't consider that kind of change?
Oh, well, I don't know personally, but I am definitely curious why they would want to do this.
Mm-hmm. 那么今天的话题呢是工作的一个变换。我们知道呢，换工作的时候呢，往往呢，我们对这工作环境呢，或者是收入不满意，然后呢，我们决定换工作。我们的意识当中会认为呢，一个人换工作，他可能说从原来的保洁员，或者是从一个园艺工，最后成为了一个伟大的一个艺术家，或者是什么什么一个很有名气的一个职位。那么这种更换呢，我们觉得是一个正常的更换。但是今天这个人他更换工作，或者说他换工作的原因，我们觉得跟我们正常的理解呢是完全不同的。他从一个政府的官员最后变成了 a carpenter, 变成了一个木匠。那么这种工作的转变呢，是我们常人不太能够理解或接受的一种 change。为什么他做这么大的一个决定？那么他的原因是什么？那么今天的这个话题当中，我们将对这个人进行一个简单的探讨和分析。And the lady's name is called Marcella or Marcel.
Well, Marcelle. So maybe Marcel.
Marcella or Marcel.
Yeah.
Before we go to her story, now let's check the vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, our first word for hit the books is quadruple. Quadruple. Quadruple, quadruple.
第一个单词翻译成中文是四倍的意思。我们学过英文的这个两倍呢是 double,、
嗯、
三倍呢是 triple, 那么四倍就我们今天学到的这个什么 quadruple.
Next we have the word trade, trade, T-R-A-D-E, trade.
第二个单词 trade, 大家不要翻译成贸易，在这里面呢是一个行业，特别是指那种需要手工技能的那些行业，比如说电工、水暖工，或者是说呢电焊工，以及我们刚才讲到的木匠等等。那么这些工种呢英文叫做 trade.
Next we have popular wisdom. Popular wisdom. Popular is P-O-P-U-L-A-R. Wisdom. W-I-S-D-O-M.
接下来的呢是一个词组，popular wisdom 是一个普 普遍的智慧，这是一个直译。但是转译呢，叫做人们普遍认为的一个事情，或大家普遍认为的一个观点。
Next we have crunch data. Two words. Crunch. C-R-U-N-C-H. Data. D-A-T-A.
接下来的词组 crunch data， 那么这里面这个 crunch 翻译成中文是分析，后面这个 data 呢是数据，合到一起呢对数据进行分析。
Next we have in conjunction with， three words， in conjunction with， conjunction is C-O-N-J-U-N-C-T-I-O-N， conjunction。
接下来的词组 in conjunction with表示说与谁谁谁联合一起做什么什么事情，这个词组呢往往用在我们在媒体报道当中，比如说公安联合城管，联合一些部门对这个地铁周边的黑车或者一些无照商贩进行打击，那么这个联合这个词呢用今天讲到的词组 in conjunction with police and the city regulators and the crackdown the illegal black taxi around subway station.
Next we have out earn. Two words. Out earn. Earn is E-A-R-N. Out earn.
接下来的单词 out earn， 那么大家分析这个单词，前面的是 out 表示出去，后面这个 earn 呢是收入，他的收入能够超过或超出，表示一个人我的收入超过了另外一个人的收入，就可以用 out earn his salary or his pay。 英文当中很多的动词呢前面加一 out 表示说能够超过或比他更好，比如说是 out number 表示在数量上呢超过了对方， out weigh 表示在重量上比另外一个呢要更重一些。
Next we have the word mechanical. Mechanical Cool. M-E-C-H-A-N-I-C-A-L. Mechanical.
Mechanical 翻译成中文是机械的。
Next we have the word automotive. Automotive. A-U-T-O. M-O-T-I-V-E. Automotive.
下一个单词也比较简单， auto 我们想想自动的，那么自动能够移动的是什么？汽车的什么什么东西，我们知道 automobile 翻译成中文是汽车， automotive 翻译成中文是汽车的。
Lastly we have the word horticulture. Horticulture H-O-R-T-I-C-U-L-T-U-R-A-L Horticultural.
最后一个单词 horticultural 翻译成中文是园艺的。 Alright, now let's go toMarcel's story.
Okay. I may be calling her Marcella just because...
Marcella?
It really sounds good with her last name. You'll see. Marcella Bagu's earnings as a self-employed carpenter are quadruple what she ever made as an employee working as a political advisor to the Victorian government. But Bagu's experience contrasts with research from the National Institute of Labor Studies,and the National Center for Vocational Education Research, published in the most recent edition of the Australian Journal of Labor Economics. When I said to my mum, I'm going to leave politics and take up a trade, she said, well, you've got such a great job, why would you do that? Authors Tom Carmel and Ben Brasher say it's popular wisdom that tradies do pretty well.And in some cases earn more than those with degrees. But on the whole, employees have higher incomes than self-employed. Carmel and Embracer crunched household expenditure data in conjunction with income data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics Household Expenditure Survey and the Survey of Income and Housing. The pair found employees consistently out-earned the self-employed, with employees in the automotive industry earning$957.27 a week in comparison to the self-employed who earn an average of $574.51. Similarly, employees who identified as professionals earned $1,271.66 a week, while the self-employed earned $892.83. While no doubt there are some very rich tradespersons, on average those with university degrees earn more than those with trade qualifications, Carmel and Brasher found.
我们看看这个故事的主人公 Marcelli， 他离开了他原来的岗位，这个岗位呢是很多人愿意或者说很向往的一个岗位，是一个政府的职员。他的这个职位呢，因为在澳大利亚呢这种工作呢是相对比较稳定的，同时收入呢还算可以的，同时呢他的这个保险呢，他的一些福利待遇呢也是非常好，但是他离开了这个岗位，从事了一个 trading， 他呢从事了一个手艺工作。那么究竟是哪个工作呢？我们在后来呢会给大家一个简单的介绍。他离开之后，一个重大的变化是他的收入呢有了一个四倍的增长。所以我们看看在国外呢，你当公务员他的收入呢和一个个体经营之间的这个差别呢还是很大的。如果说你的手艺足够的好，同时呢在自己的市场上呢有小小的一定的运作的话呢，你的收入要比一个公务员或者是一个稳定的工作呢要高出很大一块。
So if you look at her example, well, I think most people would say, hey, forget going to college, I'm going to go to a trade school and learn a trade, because if you can earn quadruple, four times what you can work, and you think government work probably should pay pretty well, but it looks like, well, in this case,doesn't.
那么同时呢，大家很早以前听过一则报道，说在澳大利亚做一个建筑工人，他的收入呢可以达到每年几十万人民币。那么对于很多的国内的建筑工人来讲呢，是一个很大的吸引力。但是我们知道呢，在国外的那些从事体力工作的这些工作来讲呢，他的工作环境相对比较恶劣，所以呢，雇主呢愿意支付他们更多的这个报酬。
Yeah, the trades in the U.S. you can also make good money in the trades.But unfortunately, when the economy kind of took a nosedive, well, a lot of the trades suffer really badly. So even if you were very skilled, it was hard to find work. Nobody wanted to build a new house or nobody wanted to upgrade their kitchen. They had to kind of save money. So the trades really took a hit.
Well, I can still remember like a construction worker make a lot of money before the Olympics in Sydney, before the year 2000.
Sure.
But after the Olympics, a lot of people got, you know, jobless because they don't need a construction worker anymore.
Right.
那么同时呢，看看他们家人的一个观点。他的妈妈说，你现在的工作非常好，你难道你疯了吗？这是一个父母呢通常的一个态度，因为呢觉得儿女的工作已经很稳定了，那么为什么说你还需要冒这么大的险？
I'm sure this is actually a reaction she got from a lot of people, not just her mom. I bet a lot of people, especially her coworkers, are like, what? You're going to leave this job to do what? To be a carpenter?Sounds very strange.
那么说他的同事呢，包括说很多人的同事，如果说你辞掉了一个公司或者是说呢政府的职位，想当了一个电工或当一个木匠，很多人会认为呢 you out of your mind。但是在国外，譬如说在澳大利亚或在加拿大，很多这些西方国家呢，从事手艺工作的人呢，他的收入呢相对还是比较不错的，因为大家有一个 popular wisdom， 大家普遍的一个认为或者一个看法是什么？Trades do pretty well in pay.
I like this. They call the people who work in the trades
tradies.
Tradies. Yeah.
那么从事这些行业的人呢，英文有个词叫 tradie， 同时会认为呢，他们的收入呢比那些有大学文凭的人的收入还要高出一大块。
But is this really true? Because they mentioned on the whole, employees have higher incomes than self-employed. So if you work in the trade, you're probably self-employed. Unless you work for like a big construction company or something.
Well, maybe it is true in some certain trade or to some treaties.
Yeah.
But on the whole, employees make more money, or the employee with a university degree make more money than people or we call the treaties.同时文中提到了说，我们往往会认为呢，看那些收入比较高的行业呢，它的收入的确呢比这个职员要高出一块，但是总体来讲，有学历的雇员要比那个个体经营的那些业主呢，总体收入来讲呢还是要高的。
Well, to find out who's making what, you gotta crunch some numbers. Thankfully, we don't have to do any number crunching ourselves. We have two guys that did all the number crunching for us.They are Tom Carmel and Ben Brasher. They really looked into this information and found out just who is making how much money.
那么为了更好的看清国外的就业情况以及他们的薪酬的一个待遇情况呢，我们下面有两位专家对我们进行了一个详细的分析，同时呢给我们提供了非常精准的一个数据，他们做了一个非常好的一个 data crunching， 他们进行了大量的数据的研究，以及呢使用了大量的机构的一些调研报告，做出了一个如下的一个分析。 So the following is the analysis of the data they provided to us。 首先看一看这个总的情况是呢，他们发现的 employee constantly out earn the self-employed， 他们最终的结论呢是呢，雇员的收入呢要比个体经营要高出一块，他用到的动词呢是 out earn。 如果是 A out earn B， that means A make more money than B。
Yeah, and actually a lot of these have pretty big differences in income. Like for example, the first one was taken from the automotive industry. Now if you're an employee or you're self-employed, the employees earn $957 a week, but the self-employed only $574 a week. So that's a pretty big difference.
那么首先我们看一看这个汽车行业的总的一个收入的情况。如果说作为一个雇员来讲，那么说受雇于一个老板，他的月收入达到了957澳币每周。在澳大利亚，在英国呢，他的这个薪水呢都是以周为单位的，那么和美国和其他国家不一样，美国可能按月来进行计算，但是澳大利亚呢是按周进行计算，同时呢很多公司呢是每周进行发放pay，所以对员工来讲是一个非常高兴的日子，每当这个礼拜四到的时候， Every Thursday is your happy day。
The guy having his own automotive shop doesn't have a big smile on his face、
mm-hmm.
but the guy that works for the big car repair store, wow, he's pretty happy、
mm-hmm. 那么看看个体经营者，他每周的收入呢574澳币，我们通过这两个数据呢可以看到他们之间的这个差距达到了300澳币的这么大的一个差别。 So there's a $300 gap in the weekly pay.
Okay, so that's in the automotive industry. Now they also compared other areas of work, like for example professionalsSo professionals, if you worked for a company or an employee, you can earn about $1,271 a week. But if you're self-employed, you only earned about $892 a week.
那么刚才我们分析的这个行业呢是汽车行业，下面一个行业呢是指有专业背景或者有专业学历的那些行业，比如说医生、律师。如果说呢你被一家律师行所雇佣，那么说你每周的收入呢可以达到1200元，但是如果说你是个体经营的话呢，你的收入呢不到900元，达到了892澳币每周，所以他们之间仍然呢有300澳币的一个差距。通过这两个行业的比较呢，我们知道呢雇员或者是呢受雇一家公司的雇员呢，他的收入呢要比个体经营的这个员工的收入呢要高出大概平均每周呢是300澳币。
So it mentions in the very end that, well, no doubt, you know, there's some very wealthy, well-off tradespersons, but on average, those with university degrees can earn moreThan in the trades.、
Mm-hmm. 那么文中呢，今天的最后一段解释到呢，说雇员的收入或者说受雇于公司的雇员的收入呢，高于个体经营者的收入。
听众朋友，为保护公众健康，减缓大气污染程度，市空气重污染应急指挥部于12月7号18点发布空气重污染预警等级由橙色提升为红色的消息。及全市于12月8号7点到12月10号12点将启动空气重污染红色预警，这也是我市首次启动空气重污染红色预警。建议中小学、幼儿园停课，企事业单位根据空气重污染情况可实行弹性工作制。全市范围内将实施机动车单双号行驶措施，实行单号单日、双号双日行驶，纯电动车除外。其中本市公务用车在单双号行驶的基础上再停驶车辆总数的 30%。 公共交通运营部门将延长运营时间，加大运输保障力度。建筑垃圾和渣土运输车、混凝土罐车、砂石运输车等重型车辆禁止上路行驶。施工工地停止室外施工作业，增加道路清扫保洁。工业企业按红色预警停限产名单实行停产限产措施，禁止燃放烟花爆竹和露天烧烤。 请广大市民做好健康防护，合理安排出行，绿色出行。欢迎社会各界监督各项空气重污染应急措施的落实。
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774。京城大律师每天下午6点半，北京外语广播。
一二三，起吧！
不用磨皮美白。不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染，千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take our body downtown. I say you the best fish, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I.They say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Maybe now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame.Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild dogs, video game.
Are you alright? He's alright.
He holds me in his big arms.